as we discuss the role of pharmacist in primary health care service. And we also expected to be joined by Dr. Martin Mayel, who is also a pharmacist. But let me begin with Dr. Abdallah Majok, who is the Secretary General of Pharmaceutical Society of South Sudan. Good evening, doctors, and welcome to Radio Mirai.
Good evening, Mr. Sani. Thank you for the great introduction.
And also, Dr. Bapin, good evening and welcome to Radio Mirai.
Thank you so much, Mr. Marson, Sani Marson.
Okay. First of all, let's begin. Why this theme that pharmacy always trust for your health? Dr. Abdallah, let's begin with you.
Okay. Thank you. As today we are started celebrating the National Pharmacy Week, and the National Pharmacy Week is a celebration for all the pharmacists of South Sudan as a part of celebration of the International Pharmacy Day or the World Pharmacist Day, which is will be on 25th of September every year. All the pharmacies worldwide are celebrating this day. So for us here in South Sudan, we choose to celebrate a week. So in this week, we used to have different activities, for starting from the day of today, as the 20th up to 25th. We have different activities that we are going to do it, as today we started with a seminar in Juba Teaching Hospital about discussion of ulcers and depression in the hospital. Then it will be followed by different activities according to the program.
Okay.
So concerning our motto or the theme of this year, as selected from our International Pharmaceutical Federation, and this is the International Union for all the pharmacies worldwide in Geneva. So, and also we took it as our theme of this year.
For South Sudan.
For South Sudan, yeah.
Okay, now let's find out more from Dr. Bapin. Dr. Abdallah have mentioned that one of the activities you have started is today you went to Juba Teaching Hospital and you are talking about ulcers. Who are your targets and what are the activities are we expecting from tomorrow up to Saturday when we are going to have something here in Juba in Freedom Hall, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So not Freedom Hall, it's going to be at Nyakuren Cultural Center.
Yeah, they're just neighbors. So what are some of the activities and who are your targets?
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Sani Martin. Our targets, actually, it's the community, the people. The people, the vulnerable people who are in need of, or anyone who is having health issues, anyone who is taking a medication, those are our targets. Even if you are not taking your medication, you can also be part of that. You learn, how, because these health issues happen every time at any moment. Mm-hmm. So some of our activities, we started yesterday on Saturday at El Sabah
Hospital.
It was about diarrhea and pneumonia. Mm-hmm. Those are the two topics. Mostly, we will try to aware the doctors about the prescription. Mostly, we are pharmacists. Mm-hmm. We deal with the medicine.
Yeah.
Doctors deal with the patient and the problem. They diagnose the problem. And then the other one will be, tomorrow we'll have another presentation at military hospital.
Yeah, in Giada.
Yeah, that one will be also about the ulcer and depression. We chose those topics because the most common.
So tell us more about these ulcers. Tell us more about ulcers, because I have a friend of mine. Whenever the ulcer begins, he just rushed to the pharmacy and buy the medicine without even meeting a doctor, and that will cure.
Okay,
is that a good practice?
Before I happen to answer that question, I think I will try to go through the pharmacist's role, which is that one. That question also is part of that. The pharmacist's role in primary health care. I wanted to ask first, who is pharmacist? I wanted to answer that question.
Mm-hmm.
Who is pharmacist? Pharmacist is a healthcare professional, someone who is trained for almost some of in some countries 5 years, in other countries 4. He's trained and specialized in the right way, used, store, and provide the medication to the patient or person who is having a health issue. Secondly, is the person who is able, the composition of that medication that you are taking, the properties of it, the interaction, it is interaction with the other things like food, even medicine. The person who prepare those medicine and give it to you is the pharmacist. That is the pharmacist, the definition of pharmacist.
Mm-hmm.
Thirdly, the primary healthcare. What is the primary healthcare that we are taking part in it? The primary healthcare is a system actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's a system where we take part in it as the pharmacist, nurse, medical doctors. So we take role in that, and I will talk about the roles later on. The primary healthcare, taking it from the diagnosis of the problem,
yeah,
which is the health problem, treating it, and then following up for the long term effect. Those are the three keys of the primary healthcare services, which we all are under it. It's an umbrella where all the pharmacists, doctors, nurses,
mm-hmm,
we are all under that umbrella.
So, Dr. Abdallah, does these activities spread all over the country, or you're only focusing here in Juba?
Actually, we are trying to targeting all the country as we are celebrating this as a national pharmacy day for all our states. That's why we came here to Mirea FM, so that we send our message to our audience in the other states, because we know that we cannot reach them physically, but we can reach them through your radio here, so that we can send our voice to them. We advise them. We also share with them our celebration of this week. Yeah.
Okay. For people who are listening to you, Dr. Abdallah, why is it very important for us to celebrate this week, the pharmaceutical week, or the pharmacist week, or the World Pharmacy Day?
Yeah, it's like any other professional, so that should be like a week where that we can deliver a service or deliver our messages to our community. To our community, and also to discuss some issues, there are some difficult issues with our colleagues in the other profession, like the doctors, the nurses, and the midwifery, and also the lab technologists as part of the health professional bodies.
Okay, we shall be coming to something very critical. We have pharmacies all over the country, even in the residential areas, pharmacies made out of, you go to a place like, for example, here in Juba, you can go to one of the suburbs, you find iron seat makeshift, and then you find medicines inside there, and the doctor, there's no space separating me and the pharmacist. I just come and enter there, ask for any medicine I want without any prescription from a recognized doctor, and they give it to me at any price, and I go. So first tell us, according to what you have seen as the Secretary General of the Pharmaceutical Society of South Sudan, how would you describe our pharmacist in South Sudan, or our pharmacists?
Actually, the pharmacists...
Have they met the standard? Are they to the standard?
They are on to the standard, actually. And let me make it like that. We have different part of the pharmacy, like we have the pharmacies, and we have the drug stores.
Mm-hmm.
Drug stores are either running by retired medical assistant or pharmacy technician, those who are responsible for these drug stores. And for the pharmacy, usually you will get a pharmacist who are registering the pharmacy and also controlling the pharmacy. So in this part, usually there is two parts of the dispensing of medicine in the pharmacy. We have something that we call over-the-counter.
Mm.
Over-the-counters are drugs. Those can simply be given by a pharmacist on simple diseases like flu or cough or something related.
Doctor, let me just give you a life example.
Yeah.
We went to Khartoum with my friend. In the afternoon, I developed serious headache on one side. Then I told my friend, I just want to go and buy some paracetamol or painkiller to reduce the pain. So yeah. When we went to any one of the pharmacy, so I explained I wanted some paracetamol. They refused to give me. They said, go and bring a prescription from my doctor. We can't give you. And that's not happening here. Why?
Actually, there is some of the drugs that should be given only on prescription. Because of the symptoms that you explained to him.
But
that
here in Juba, if it was to be in Juba, I was going to be given the paracetamol extra if I want. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. It can be given too. Mm-hmm. But let me explain it to you that you, when the pharmacist ask you about why you want to use this medication, then if you explain the symptoms, then he will decide whether this is these are a mild symptom for something like flu, or so that he can give you paracetamol or give you any something to relieve the flu, or this is a serious side effect or a serious symptom, so that he can send you or advise you to go to the doctor so that you go for more investigation and so you can be prescribed a good medication and you will be treated.
Okay. Dr. Bapin, why is this kind of awareness very important to your targets?
It's very important because right now there is misuse of medication. Just like you just said, you asked like two questions now. Those are the things we are targeting actually. To go to the right pharmacist, to go to the right pharmacy to get your medication. This is why it's very important to make this awareness. This is why it is celebrated every year, this Pharmacist Day. It is on 25th of September. For us, we make it a week just to enlighten the awareness to the community. So this is why we are here now to change that perspective. And we are very sure many people that are listening to to Mirai FM that are right now waiting to ask their questions. Yeah. So it's very important.
Okay, now we are also joined by Dr. Martin Mayel, who is also a pharmacist. Good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
So first tell us from your own experience, we have been discussing about the best practices of all these. In your own opinion, are there concerns about the rational use of medicines and pain management? What role do you play here?
Actually, in my role, I'm actually a pharmacist. I'm a pharmacy manager at Al Baraka Medical Complex.
Yeah.
It is actually a new medical complex. So right there, we usually have a direct interaction with doctors and our professionals. So when we want to manage any case, because it is a medical complex, we have a good interaction with doctors. And if there is any case that we want to solve it, we go back to our lab. We do lab investigation before giving any medicine. Reason behind, like as you mentioned before, that in Khartoum they don't give you paracetamol for no reason. So that's exactly what happened when you're in a hospital pharmacy.
But here, like I said, I insist on my argument. Here you can go to any pharmacy and ask for medicine you want without any paper from a doctor. They will give you, really, for sure. This is happening.
Yeah, exactly. It's happening, but
What is being done to minimize those, and what is the effect of me falling sick instead of going to meet a doctor? I just prefer to go and buy medicine. What are the dangers? Can you educate our listeners?
Yes, exactly. It actually is not appropriate to just go to any pharmacy and ask for this medicine. The best way is you go to a clinic. And then you explain your problem, explain to a doctor, and then doctor will send you to the lab. After being sent to the lab, you have lab investigation, you come back to the doctor, then the doctor will prescribe the precise medicine so that you go to the pharmacy. But this issue of just going and saving time to go to the pharmacy immediately, you may be having a good luck to go to our best pharmacy. It's known that there is some specific pharmacies which are better. But someone who is living far away, and he don't get that access to pharmacy, so he'll be falling into such cases. So the best advice is to go to a proper clinic, and then you explain your problem to the doctor after that, and then you'll be given the appropriate medicine.
Yes, Dr. Abdallah, why do people use shortcut? Italian, bidate brogable dictor, it have just decided even you can send your brother to go and buy for you medicine. Or sometimes it buy no the letter that was prescribed a long time ago, maybe 3 months ago, basically kalas wadi wara gade asa de kede gibula na nemso dawa de tan mara sababu so nasiga mu kala mazere.
Actually mushkila de dama ngukun lano yeah, I'm a visual in the financial issues, Marad.
Aye.
O magdar magdar ligo guru shanu bro gabel diktor, wala bro amul gabel akhsai kabir la anu guru shal udairu bukun fa his mar bi 5000 wala kam. O bukam shilo fi maamal bro kalimlo gal fi maamal yanak bardo udairu 5000 wala 10000.
Aye, demo de guru shtaban. So,
guru so finance tawali sabab zaida o manguro tawali fi pharmacy gale akhi ana ndo ayan kida kida. Yao receipt tayari amda kan odilana na manana ligona fsayana yao odilana da receipt da
practice quiz
practice zama quiz actually lano fi khutura kabir fi inno ita istamal dawa al gabli kida kan istamal so you are not sure which kind of disease is that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they, like for example now in endo fi typhoid or malaria they have the same symptoms. Mm-hmm. Nafsi arata yanda malaria tabigo fi fi typhoid so ite lomambo da kid inu da typhoid wala malaria so de bukum mushkila inu ite endo typhoid ita gaho dawa ta malaria bas weya ita kalosu ila ita ta malaria lisa aya arad lisa fi lisa fi waja ras fi waja jisim kulu lisa fi bas weya ita anta bro galo la yakhi dawa ta malaria da maa shakal kada ana roi jibu mudawa abutani laka bu gawi gal jibu mbija fama si gal kada wadina dawa al gawi dak dawa ana asiru dawa da lakin maamu maali juana. So this is the mis or we call them mis malpractice that huma arifzatu ayanto ubas min khilal ta arada hu tawali da rofi pharmacy la no huma
madar da ka de malaria taban yala finas lo ministry dawa fi azakanam yala maintenance to all storage fi bed ma bikun ko esbes braje da fi bed and all this kind of thing. So what advice do you have for such kind of people? How do I maintain my medicine at home at that required temperature? Even if you know sakana ka fi jubeni o fi bagiwela yat. So how do I maintain my medicine to ensure that at least it does not get spoiled before the time given to me?
Thank you for that good question. Actually, for the storing the medicines in the at home, usually most of the medication that come like the tablets, capsule, they usually used to be stored either in
Kasten syrup.
Syrup.
Le yal sukerin.
Syrup ta yal sukerin the diamond. Kain to khutu fi store kwaiz fi syrup algeja ready-made liquid syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Diamond da zaman to mafrut bikun 28 days. Yani tamani 20 yom maximum 1 month. But 1 month da mafrut tawali bi jada bara. Tani is not
mabemfa.
Lanu bikun khalas bi contaminated. Biga fogu bacteria grows fogu shunu biga mabemfa tani bistamalo. Yani da zaman al fi room temperature bigeni fogu. Fi adwel gehi lube moya. Mm-hmm. Da gigeni masalan maximum 7 yom le 10 yom. Bikatir. Udair ka dair kaman good temperature anta bi khutu fi mahal yukun barit. Ya ima fi talaja wala ta bikhutu fi ya maximum masalan tihid zir kam fi inta indu zir albari dak lanto yukwa chua inu zir debu kumfogu chua ya buruda fa ita bikhutu tihid zir lakin ma bigeni aktar min 7 yom
le
lanu fi khilal 7 yom da dawa da halilu asan be moya but 7 yom da bibda shunu bighayr lonto bighayr bikun fi chemical precipitation de taban stability bisamu gina de stability ta dawa.
Mm-hmm.
Dawa al gihlu be moya la ndu stability to maximum 7 to 10 days maximum.
Mm-hmm.
So also the depends also on the temperature. So italo khutu fi temperature sukhun sharid da talate ma bem fa khalas dawa da karabo. Mm-hmm. Ma bigeni tani.
Yes, Dr. Bapin, first of all, I ask and then I want to get your clarification again before our lines are open to our listeners to call and ask their questions. Taban, you people, you deal with drugs and pharmacists. Now, like I said in Juba here, are there good pharmacists where somebody can go and buy medicine that is helpful to human body, because most people are like really doubting here, should I go here, should I go there? And like Dr. Abdallah said, most of the time NASA many gurus, they prefer to go and buy in cheap places.
Okay, thank you for that question. Actually, there are pharmacies, many of them, like approximately like 20 pharmacies in Juba right now.
The best one.
Who are currently really serving the people with the right medication. Sometimes get the right, first we have like five rights: right medicine, right patient, right dose, right route, and right time.
Mm-hmm, the five.
These are the five rights for pharmacists.
Mm.
If you are pharmacist, most of them, they know them. So they are there. I cannot mention their names.
Yeah.
The names of those pharmacies.
Mm-hmm.
But the pharmacists who are really doing the right work of the pharmaceutical.
So what about the rest? What are they doing?
The rest, now what I would advise the patient is to go to the right pharmacy. If the pharmacy you see is not a registered, the pharmacy has to have, they have to have like an AC,
mm-hmm.
a fan. There has to be a pharmacist inside. If there is no pharmacist, why do you call it a pharmacy?
Yeah.
So it's not the right pharmacy that you have gone to. If you happen to go right now, there's no patient who can go to one of the pharmacies. I will not mention the names,
yeah.
But there are pharmacies along the Melekia Road, for example, along Gudele Road. Like those pharmacies, they're registered pharmacies. They're being governed by bodies. If anything happens to a patient, can go and sue them.
Yeah.
They have the right. So if you go to a certain pharmacy in the neighborhood, like inside the neighborhood, which is not registered, it's not under the registration, if something happens to you, who are you going to question? No one.
Yeah.
So the question goes back to the patient. The patient has to go to the right pharmacy. And how to get to know the right pharmacy? There are some specification for a pharmacy.
Like?
For example, a name. There has to be a name of the pharmacy. Now, what you mentioned earlier, in the neighborhood, you said Gray,
yeah.
earlier. Like in Gray, you will see a pharmacy. There is not even a name. So how? It's not a pharmacy. I can't call it a pharmacy as a pharmacist. Because you put your name there so that the patient can see where he has get his thing. So that later on when he comes back yeah. for the accountability, he knows where he has taken those things. Mm. Because pharmacist is a responsible person.
So that will go back to Dr. Abdallah before we hear from Martin. Why are they operating then if they don't meet the required standards?
Let me say that this the role of the Minister of Health of the State, Directorate of Pharmaceutical, who are issuing the licenses for operation of the pharmacies and the drug stores and medical centers. So usually they used to give license, either license D or license C for the pharmacies. Any pharmacist doesn't have one of these licenses, so they are not authorized to operate. So it should be inspected by the state authorities, like pharmaceutical department in the state, so that they assure that this pharmacy is qualified to the requirements of being a pharmacy.
Okay. Yes, Dr. Martin, there are a lot of seminars you are going to be carrying out in the next days to come until Saturday, when you shall be having a bigger event here at the Yakuro Cultural Center. What do you want to achieve at the end of the day? There are so many activities I'm seeing here on the paper you extended to Redi Miraya. So what do you want to achieve at the end of the day?
Actually, our theme of this year is very clear. It is actually pharmacy, always trusted for your health.
Mm.
We want to gain the trust of our patient, the trust of our people, and the trust of our us health professionals. So the seminar that we did, we focused actually mainly on the awareness, on what are the main challenges that people are facing. And most of the time, we are having issues with doctors. Actually, it doesn't occur directly, but in some way or other, we used to have some misunderstanding. So this misunderstanding, when we did the seminars, is actually about the professionals. and we discuss about some specific topics, discussing about the disease itself, and then we focus mainly on medication because this is our profession.
Okay.
And then after that, on this period of time, so we already reached to a point whereby we're supposed to agree with our health professionals.
All right. You can call us right now on 0912062079 or 0912062950. Those are all our lines. You can call us and be part of our discussion this evening. We have in the studio here three doctors, Dr. Abdallah Majok, who is the Secretary General of Pharmaceutical Society of South Sudan, Dr. Bapin Pal, who is a pharmacist, and also Dr. Martin Mayel, who is also a pharmacist. And this evening, we are focusing on a pharmacist role in a primary health care service. This is in line with the National Pharmacy Week and the World Pharmacy Day, which will be celebrated at Nyakoro Cultural Center this coming Saturday, 25th of September 2021, under the theme Pharmacy, Always Trust for Your Health. If you have got any question, you have heard from them. They have been carrying on a series of events, and the events are going to go up to Saturday, where they will be having an event at Nyakoro Cultural Center. And if you are here in Juba, you can go and find out from them. And they are, you have heard from them that tomorrow they will be in Giada, or the military hospital here in Giada. You can go there and find out from them. Ask any question you want. They will be ready to answer your queries. Hello, Redimira. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, your name and where are you calling from?
It's me, Jacob Delale from Gudeli.
Okay, Jacob from Gudeli. Go ahead, please, Jacob.
Thank you very much. I'm greeted the doctors in the studio and your son, Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have just only two questions. What is the effect when the person go to the pharmacist and take the tablet or any chemical there from the pharmacist? What is the effect?
Okay, without prescription?
Without any paper taken from the doctor.
Okay, oh yeah.
Yes, two. Now I see some clinical or some pharmacist the way the people, when someone come with a load of patient or someone suffering from other diseases, they chase away without treating that person and wait until they gain what they want.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much, Jacob, that sometimes a patient comes and he is in need of emergency, but they will have to wait until a prescription is given. What are the dangers of that? You can call us again on the same number. Hello, Redimira. Hello, Redimira.
Good evening, Sunny Martin.
Good evening to you. Your name?
Angelina Aden, calling from Rumbek.
Okay. Angelina from Rumbek Lake State. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's actually good, Sunny Martin, and the girls in the studio.
Mm.
Sometime, as he mentioned one before, that this economic situation has led to the extent of person, maybe, for example, if he or she has that knowledge of maybe paracetamol will cool down the fever, she can go and buy the medicine, then use it. From that end, or using docalphenic, something that reduces the fever, or something that reduces the headache, like these the other medicine, like extra panadols.
Yeah.
Because these are normal things that we know. It can reduce the headaches, or it can reduce the fever. If you have that small fever or headache, is it possible for you to wait and see the doctor instead of just going to buy those medicines? Because these are the normal things, you know, doctor will still give you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll repeat the same. Does it have any effect? Like, for example, if you have headache, do you need to wait for the doctor to go and write for you paracetamol and even extra panadol or any docalophenic?
Mm.
That is one.
Okay.
The other one is when you go to the hospital, if it is government hospital, you are being given a paper. This prescription is done, and then you are given only the paper. You go and buy your medicine. So from that, someone may decide, there's no need that I can go to hospital. I just want to go and maybe in the pharmacy and ask that I have fever, I have headaches, my stomach is paining, and all this. You explain to the pharmacist. Then from there, they will know which medicine will work. If it doesn't work, then it is up to you now to see the next step that you can go back.
Mm.
Three is when you go, like those hospitals in Juba, someone who is having like not that much money to go, like for example, is 5,000 is the one you need to see the doctor, and then the registration, then also other things to test, like 2,500. If you have like three complaints, it can be 7,500 without even medicine. So
yeah.
in that process, the person may decide to say, ah, there's no need, or else she may not say there's no need, but the money is not there for her to go and see the doctor. Just medication, before you even get the medication, seeing the doctor is a lot of money.
Yeah.
So these are other things. What does he tell the public?
Okay.
Because these are the normal things that happen.
Thank you so much, Angelina from Rumbek Lakes Estate. Maybe any of you can take those questions. The first question coming from Jacob in Gudele was the effects of taking medicines without prescription from a doctor. And Angelina also from Rumbek want to find out from you, should I wait? I think they go together with the second question of Jacob from Gudele here. Should I wait to see a doctor before maybe buying a painkiller to reduce the pain that person is going through? Yes, sir. Bapin.
Okay. Thank you for the question from our brother in Gudele and
Angelina
from Rumbek. I would like to answer the first question, which was about the effect that it would make taking medication without consulting a doctor. Actually, yeah, it does have some effect, but it depends on the situation, the severity of the problem, the health problem that you're having. Because sometimes taking paracetamol may cover the diagnosis of whatever may be diagnosed in you. This is why most of the time we refer the patient to a doctor. Actually, we assess the health problem.
Mm.
There's no problem with that. When a patient comes to the pharmacy, we'll tell you, I have a headache and all this. So we have some questions to ask. Mostly we ask those questions. And if the situation is a bit is out of our hand, because there are some health problem that can be at the pharmacy level, and there are some which are not at the pharmacy level.
At that level, can you prescribe at that level?
At that level, but within me, as a pharmacist, I have the authority. I can say, you take the paracetamol for the pain, because the pain, I have to relieve the pain at the moment, because the patient is complaining of the pain. So we relieve the pain for 2 days, but at the end of the day, the patient has to go and see a doctor within 2 days, maximum within 2 days, if the pain continue. This is what we do most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, maybe Dr. Abdallah, you can advise, according to Angelina, she want to know more advice from you to in regards to her questions, and they go together with the second question from Jacob. And another question which I would like you to address all together is coming from Jackson in Juba. Says, why are medicines very expensive in most of these standard pharmacies you are talking about in Juba? They have tripled Uganda and Kenya combined together. Why? Yes, sir.
Okay,
Abdallah.
So thank you for the callers. Actually, what Angelina is asking about or talking about is like what we stated when we start discussing about the situation in the pharmacy, and why the people used to go directly to the pharmacy and without going to the hospital or to the clinics. And she already explained the situation, like economical situation in the country and something like that. So we usually used to advise, like in the public hospitals or public centers, usually the service is for free. It is available for free to the public. And they can help like those who cannot afford to go to the private clinic so that they seek for medical attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we used to advise, as like my colleague said, that when a patient come to the pharmacy and asking for a specific medication, first of all, we as a pharmacist, we have to ask the patient about the symptoms and why he want to take this medication. And then we, from his answers, then we can decide whether to give this medication or to send him to the hospital or to the clinic for more investigation, because we feel like these symptoms are not okay, so that it need more investigation, so that to assure, because like I told you in the beginning that most of the disease are similar in symptoms.
Yeah.
Like when I stated an example between the typhoid and malaria.
Yeah. So this question from Jackson, why are medicines very expensive in these standard pharmacies? Why? Compared to our neighboring country.
I cannot say it's expensive compared to the neighboring countries, because any country has their own policies and their own regulations. Like if the country is controlling the market, then they will put prices, or put the price for the wholesale companies, then for the private pharmacies, like they put a specific percentage, then these pharmacies should not exceeding it.
Okay.
But here for us in South Sudan, I think the market is free, and most of these pharmacies, they, if I'm not mistaken, they used to provide good conditions and all this situation, and then any pharmacy you get, then they have their justification for why they put the prices like that. So for these reasons, we cannot say that we have to put the uniform prices, unless we have most of the products are available here, so that it can be similar price to any pharmacy neighbor.
Okay. Another question coming from Mading Malual, along from Malakal Town in Upper Nile State. Pharmaceutical or drugs authorities are the very institutions who are supposed to protect our citizens. How do you work in collaboration with this body to ensure that fake drugs does not enter the markets of South Sudan, or South Sudan is not a dumping place for fake drugs where citizens will end up buying fake medicines in most of these pharmacies across the country?
Okay, thank you for this question. Actually, we as a pharmaceutical society of South Sudan, we are a professional body, and also our role is to advise the other institutions, the related institution like Minister of Health and pharmaceutical authority, or what we call here in South Sudan as Drug and Food Control Authority, who is the body responsible for regulating the drugs in the country. So actually we know the challenges in South Sudan, but with these challenges also we are trying to work together with the Drug and Food Control Authority so that we assure that our medicine are coming here to South Sudan in a safe way and in good quality. So the Drug and Food Control Authority, they have their inspectors in the points of entry, like in Numali, they have an office there. They used to make sure that all the drugs coming through the borders are either notified to the authority or registered, so that they come as safe drugs. Or either in the airport also they have port of entry of points, so they also ensure that all the drugs that entering through this airport is authorized to enter. So this is to assure that the drugs that coming are safe, because up to now in South Sudan we don't have a reference lab for testing the pharmaceuticals. So that's why they have to work very hard to assure that these coming drugs are not counterfeit.
Okay. Yes, something very important before we conclude in the next 5 minutes. Hepatitis disease is a very common disease in South Sudan, and it has a lot of effects. How do you manage that as we talk about this World Pharmacy Day? What is the significance of you carrying out more awareness about hepatitis diseases, the causes, symptoms, the therapeutic treatment and management?
Yeah, actually, I think because of hepatitis is a big topic, and that's why if you see in our program, we put it as a separate
topic,
so that we can elaborate more and give more
just briefly, awareness. Just a summary.
But to summarize for that, we know that Hepatitis is called, is known as a silent killer. It can kill you that without any symptoms. Mm. Because when the sign and symptom appear, that means you are in the late stages. So, and then it will be difficult for you to be treated. So we advise to all our people that you, it's better when you get a chance to go to the hospital so you can also test for hepatitis, so that you are sure that you are safe, you don't have hepatitis. And if you are also willing to donate blood also you will be tested for hepatitis. So I can also from this I advise all people so that they can donate blood, so that also they get tested. And you can go and do testing every 6 months so that you are sure that you are
Yes, Dr. Martin Mayel, as we conclude our discussion this evening, I want you to send your message on this pharmacy week. What would be your message to all the people you are targeting using this campaign?
For you to trust us as a pharmacist. You trust us in when we give you advice on medicine. It's not that you want to waste your time or something like that, or we want to tackle your interest in the pharmacy, but we want to make sure that you are safe. That's why most of the pharmacies, when you go to them, they take, most of the professional ones, they take time with you when they want to give you medicine. So our message is you all just trust us so that we give you the best medicine. And always you have to go to the clinic, you have to check yourself out before taking any medicine, because as Angelina mentioned earlier, between paracetamol and diclofenac, actually those are just painkillers, but more one of them, it exacerbates the acidity like the diclofenac. So such things you need to know through the pharmacist. So for the citizens, you have to trust the pharmacist to give you the adequate medicine.
Okay. Yes, Dr. Mapin, your final remark on this pharmacy week to our listeners, and why should people trust you, like Dr. Martin said?
Thank you for the time. They should trust us because pharmacists, we promote good health to our patient. We help diagnose the problem. We can follow up because the pharmacy is the face of your health problem. Before you even go to a hospital, the first place you can go is the pharmacy. So in the pharmacy, people, the pharmacists there can help you. They are the face of your health problem. So you better trust them and go to them so that they can help you with your health problem. Thank you.
Yes, Dr. Abdallah Majok, the Secretary General of Pharmaceutical Society of South Sudan. What is your final remark? And even, is it necessary when I'm sick to check on the drugs for the expiry date?
Yeah, exactly. It is very necessary that when, and this is also we want to advise our patient or our people who are visiting the pharmacy, when you are before you take the medication, you have to check whether this drug is still valid or it expired. Even if you have a drug at home, you have to check the expiry first before you start using the drug. Mm. So our advice to our people, our nation, so that you, as like my colleague said, that pharmacy is always trusted for your health. So you have to trust us so that we provide the good health services to you, and also our colleague in the other medical professionals. We want let us work together so that we help our people and help and save South Sudan.
Thank you so much, Dr. Abdallah Majok, the Secretary General of Pharmaceutical Society of South Sudan, and Dr. Bapin Pal, a pharmacist himself, and Dr. Martin Mayel, also a pharmacist. And we have been discussing about pharmacist role in primary healthcare service. This is in line with the National Pharmacy Week and the World Pharmacy Day, which will be celebrated in South Sudan on Saturday, 25th of September 2021. My name is Sani Martin, and thank you so much for listening.